Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I decided to go with a soft tone today, you know, because someone told me that the way that I'm yelling these days, I'm about to become Gabriel Jr. I decided to pick that on purpose because from here I am going to commit murder. Because of this, my wisdom, which is I was invited to participate in one of my very wonderful colleagues' show, Early Morning Scoop, and that's with Lois Shimi, for which I said, excellent, I can't wait, and I did. Now, because I decided to go on an internet connection at Ramadan, imagine my surprise when I woke up this morning and looked at the poster and saw that under Helmut, the title there is Political Scholar. I was like, what the heck are you guys doing? I don't want to be a political scholar, because yesterday I was watching a political scientist, get murdered by the judge. Now that was that cross-examination. I think whoever even picked that word cross-examination, they could not have picked the best way to describe that. Cross-examination. They could not have been more intentional in basically coming up with that word. Well, it's a phrase because it's two. Regardless, cross-examination is basically like being put on the cross like our Lord and Savior, except in this case it's being done more like with words. They just put I don't know what you all learned from yesterday's cross-examination, but one thing I learned from yesterday's cross-examination is that you must have the patience of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the angels in heaven for you not to punch a lawyer in the face every time that you are being cross-examined, because, my God, those guys can get on your nerves. And I also realized they do that on purpose. One thing I learned is that if you see them doing that, it means you are on the right track. And when you're on the right track, it's not really working against them. They try to get you off track and then use everything you say after you start throwing a fit against you. Yeah. You know what? Before you go out and chill with your friends, whether you are just going out to chill or at a club or just any recreational activity, or you are going to chill at Nam Diab, whatever type of chilling you have in mind, make sure two things. Make sure you don't get, you don't get caught, and you don't get called to witness. Because this whole witness thing, it turns out in court, it sucks even more. One of the questions the judge asked yesterday was how many colors are on that map? You know what was Mr. Heathcote's response? There are three, my lord. One of them you can't see it from here. There are three, my lord, but I'm colorblind. One of them you can't see it from here. Hang on a second. Honorable lawyer, didn't you say there are three colors on that thing? Yeah. And you just also said you're colorblind. Yeah. How the heck do you know there are three if you're colorblind, my man? But hey, look, some of these things, it turns out when you are on the stand, when you are being cross-examined, should we call it? Let's rename. This whole thing is actually not cross-examination. It's crucifixion examination. Should we call it crucifix examination or Christ examination? Nah, that's more religious. Muslims and Hindus will not use that one. Cruz, uh, crucifixion examination. That's not cross examination. It's crucifixion examination. It's like being examined, but on the cross, and you being nailed with words. There are three colors on that thing, my lord. One of them I can't see, even though I just told you that there are three colors. And by the way, the reason why I can see it is because I'm colorblind. But I can assure you, there are three colors on that thing. Okay. I mean, I would have come up with a better excuse. Which, now, being in that, you know, as someone who loves the legal discipline, I started laughing and then I ended up crying at the end. Like, dude, you are a lawyer. You're supposed to come up with a better excuse. I'm colorblind. Serious, that's the best you can do? How about it's a little far from me. If you get it closer, maybe I will see the color. Although, to be fair, you know, after this whole conciliation thing, we decided to go with the, you know, colorblind everything. Because, you know, when I make, you know, white friends and Chinese friends and Indian friends and pretty much, you know, the friendship with anyone that's not oh, my God. And we continue again, by the way, in just 13 minutes or give or take 5 or, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. We are going to continue. Or that means, okay. Sorry. I have to restart this show. Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut. And as always, as we did yesterday, on this show, we will be joined by our high esteemed comedians. In this case, we will be... Judge Witele will be joining us from the High Court, and Heathcote, will you be joining us? Thanks. Don't be colorblind today. Also, Comrade Job's lawyer, next time I get into trouble and I want a lawyer, I'm going to South Africa. I'm just saying, that's just me. I'm just saying, because, well, I'm not taking chances, especially not with that judge. And also moral of the story, if you are going to appear in court the next day, maybe try not to write an article, you know, about the judge the day before. You know, just wait at least a day or two after the cross-examination and then write an article about the judge. I'm just pointing out the things that I learned, because all that crucifixion examination went south, like, really fast. Dear fellow Namibians, from here henceforth, yeah, from today henceforth, let it be known that the word cross-examination, after yesterday's cross-examination of Professor Job Shepololo Ampanda, has been renamed, that word has been renamed to crucifixion examination. Now that we have that out of the way, let the discussion continue. Former Secretary General of the Police, and now he's still the governor of the Angwena region, right? Comrade Ndeitunga pointed out that he has a sneaky suspicion that some of the people within the security cluster here of our country, they are also involved in the whole Namdia terribly, and I can't stress this enough, terribly failed heist. Did it fail? Okay, 50% failed because 50% of the diamonds went missing. Now, I will still maintain some of those diamonds are in someone's sofa right now. All you just have to do is, if you are a cleaner at a VVIP's house, chances are very high you could have your own, you know, Kasmosmo Namdia heist. It will be like a secondary version of Smosomo Namdi. You know what's the beauty of stealing something that was stolen? Is that the person that you steal it from is not going to look for it. Take, for example, and we saw this with the Palapala bank robbery. Well, Bro Ramaphosa did not even go to the police. He just decided, you know what, let's keep this here. Let's make sure that, you know, we only keep this, you know, in our trusted circle of friends. He didn't end well now, did it?
So they decided, you know what? We are going to go to Namibia and kidnap those people that stole my money from my highly secure bank, aka SOFA. And then we bring them here and we will torture them and we will give them more money on top of what they stole. And we will edge them. We'll basically bribe them not to tell anyone that they stole our money. I'm telling you. My biggest respect. All these, all these guys that, all these guys that pulled out a failed heist at Namdia, they had one job. Namibians, let's talk to each other. All you guys had to do was just call Emanuela David for more instructions on how he pulled off in and out of a presidential bank slash farm, crossed the country, went to the north and create employment before anyone in South Africa suspected a thing. And you know who the first people to suspect something was? It wasn't even the police. It was the intelligence community. So not only did Emanuela David elude the entire South African police, he also eluded the entire South African intelligence community, including the Namibian one, because, well, same WhatsApp group. Now, that man knew what he was doing. You know why I'm promoting him? He didn't shoot anyone. I like that guy. He went in and out, came out squeaky clean. And by the way, he also had an inside job. That's how it's done. You don't walk in, you know, with guns blazing and basically shooting everything that's walking on two legs. No! That's how you put a tab of, 25 to life on your head. That's why it's very important to look for information before you carry out any activity. All this, you know, and I know some of these things. You know, you can imagine the CEOs and CFO, chief of security, most likely chief of the police, and all the, you know, VVIPs, you know, there by parliament. And it's going to come out, by the way. Maybe someone suggested that, you know what, this is a very big heist. I know a Namibian that went in and out of one of the most secure place, aka presidential farm slash bank, and came out without firing a gun, without even having one, because he didn't need one. How about we just consult with him? Let's include him in this. And you can imagine some greedy CEO, they went like, you know what, Han? We can't include anyone from Tura in there now. All they just had to do was... Okay, how do I put this? I can't believe I'm saying this, but I love you guys, my fellow Namibians. I love you guys. So I'm going to give you the best advice on how to pull off a heist without ending anyone's life and also without getting caught, at least not in less than 24 hours. All you just have to do, if you're going to plan a heist and you don't know how to do it, don't watch movies. No. Pick up a phone and call Emanuela David. He's going to give you... The man is a genius. He walked in and out of a farm, crossed the border, came to Namibia, contributed to your economy. You bunch of idiots. Because now all of you, when you steal money, chances are very high the people that stole the diamonds are not even in the country. The guys that that were working behind the scene are somewhere behind an executive desk, sweating out of their, sweating blood through the eyes. What? You think anyone knows? Now, husbands. No, point of correction. Wives, this is how you know that your executive husband was involved in the, Namdia thing. And it's just that his name didn't come out yet. Now, this is what you are looking for. If he was good in bed before the Namdia robbery, but then after the Namdia robbery, all of a sudden he's terrible. Ha! Suspect. Because what happened? Like, what changed that dramatic? You are looking, that's very drastic change in a very short period of time. So stress is causing that. What can stress him? Now, you basically have to do an investigation, because if you are talking about a promiscuous husband, chances are very high his Kamboroto broke up with him. That type of stress can also contribute to that. And but don't rule out the fact that he may or may not have participated. May or may not be one of those guys that were pulling the strings from behind the scene. So how is the operation going? Hang on a second. So let's say since everyone registered their SIM card and all the information that we exchange on a daily basis in our day-to-day communication is recorded for quote-unquote, you know, quality purposes, how about, you know, I don't know, Telecom and MTC just work with the intelligence community and look at the executive, you know, messages and just, you know, find out anything that mentions Namdia and Diamond in one sentence and voila. See? I knew I should have patented that idea. Now they are going to use it without giving me credit. Like I pointed out earlier, we are going to be crossing over to the High Court, you know. Yeah, we're going to be crossing over to the High Court for the live streaming of Job versus the Red Line boxing match that started on the holy moly. Yeah, that started on the 20th. Yeah, that started on the 20th and it's going until the 31st. Right? Yeah, it's going until the 31st. So this is going to be 2 weeks of fun. You know, my plan was to go on leave this week or next week. But no, yesterday added a lot of spice to, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be watching this knowing that I'm not going to the studio the next day. It's going to kill me. Let's take a quick break and we'll continue. Oh, no. We already have a break coming up in 3 minutes. So, oh dear. I started World War III here. So, who is going to take the stand today? I think I saw a picture of that, but I did not see the name. You know, when I look at that, I begin to, you know, when I reflect back to yesterday's cross-examination, I can't help but think, oh. No wonder her honorableness, president-elect, when she was told, you have been subpoenaed, ma'am, to go and testify in the Red Line case. I was like, me? Nah, not a chance. And Verbosity was like, whoa, I already have my own stuff to deal with here. Got some rotten fish to refrigerate. So, no can do. Derek Klassen, Klassen. I keep forgetting that guy. He's also a lawyer, also a very questionable reputation. He decided, you know what, can do. So, if you ever witness any suspicious activity, and you get a summon from the court to go and witness, you have to know that there is something that is called cross-examination. It's basically a fancy way of saying that the opposing counsel is going to be asking you questions. And if your testimony is going well, they will try to get on your nerves so your testimony can stop going well so they can win. Quick break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Ipapa Joya IMPA. Go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dipuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefiteng e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a IMPA. Ikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tona. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. Bonang. Tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya IMPA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatsega apo e le nngwe. Fa go kopana setšhaba le phakalatsa dithuto tsa Morena Jesu. Dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo IMBA kitse. The Ellison Ehangano, Doshi Herero Omamburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Kalunga, The African Sankuwa Diyare, le tse dingwe. Ikopanye le rona gompieno fa o ka rata gore lekwalo la kereke ya gago le okediwe mo palong ya dibuka tsa dikopelo tsa IMBA mo palong e latelang ya 081-2358-063 kgotsa email ya rona digital@omalaiti.com. Le mo ga o tseye IMBA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Well, apart from all this whole cross-examination thing, just a little bit of Namdia now, a little bit. There's something I found in words of wisdom in relations to the whole Namdia thing. Former Namibian Police Inspector General Sebastian Daitunga says some government officials are in bed with criminals. Yeah, I am shocked, really shocked, shocked, I tell ya, really shocked. Like, that's the first time. This comes after Namibia, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, look. Let's sit on the shocked for a while. Okay, fine. A shock test. Okay, no. It is in my opinion, says Comrade Ndaitunga, it is in my view that they did it with inside information or inside cooperation with some individuals who are well placed in the company. We knew that. Judging by the list of, how many three-letter titled guys were basically involved. Oh, suspected. Okay, that's suspected. Blah, blah, blah. Involved. You can see this incident was carefully planned. I beg to differ with that one. Carefully planned. First of all, they took someone's life. That's not careful planning. That's terrible planning. Emanuela David's heist of Palapala Bank. That's careful planning. Because first of all, like I pointed out earlier, he didn't need a gun. He just walked in there without a gun and got out with money. Millions, by the way. Millions. Now, that's a man with a plan. Next time you want to carry out a criminal activity, that's your guy. What did I just do? Okay, fine. You know, if I was going to go out there and commit a crime, especially when it comes to heist, the first, I would do anything in my power to turn Emanuela David in my consultant. So how did you actually pull this off? What activities did your inside lady execute? What activities did you execute? How did you handle all the cameras? We all know by the CCTV camera that was circulating that they didn't even care about the CCTV camera. Some of the guns that go missing here in Namibia, they are found in being used by some gang members in South Africa and Angola. So if he wanted a gun, he would have gotten one. And then just went straight and then going on a shooting rampage, but he didn't. He just decided, you know what? I got a plan, and I trust this plan. He went in there. So I would actually argue that this whole thing was terribly planned, which is why it's very tragic that Mr. Francis Isip is now on the front page. The man with a family. Hardworking man with a family. So, not poor planning, if you ask me.
possibly with individuals who are employees. Oh yeah, possibly now. That's one thing we agree on. With employees of the company who might have provided intelligence. Oh, no, who have provided. Let's remove the word might. You see, now you understand why I don't write. You see, chances are very high I'm going to get fired in 24 hours. And who might have provided intelligence on the movement of the items inside the company. According to him, government employees need continuous vetting to enhance intelligence measures. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Now, this is something that yours truly here, Helmut, was, I was having this conversation with my, one of my colleagues before I came here, before I started my show. That, okay, since the people inside the company were involved, and some guys in the security cluster were involved, and chances are very high, you know, police are also involved. Who the heck is going to investigate this thing? There have been suggestions that how about the general public investigate it? Well, there are also members of the general public that are involved in where do you think the CEOs are, and CEO, CFO, and all the CCCC and OOOs are members of the public. They are. So you have members of public involved, you have securities involved, you have most likely police also involved. This is the biggest collabo heist ever. I mean, failed miserably, like the whole heist landed on its face. But boy, oh boy. It was one of those, like one of those songs that came out in the early, 2000s. Like $100 million, for example. And it's one of my favorite songs that has DJ Khaled, isn't T.I., Yes, you have Rick Ross, and although DJ Khaled was just there to shout, "We the best," and then, just gave the singing to everyone else. Something that Rick Ross have adopted, because right now, these days, Rick Ross just show up in your song and say, Maybach Music. Oh, no, that's Maybach Music. He paid someone to do that. When he comes in your song, in your song, he just, come and usually say, "We only live once." That's it. Because in Nicki Minaj versus featuring Rick Ross, "You're the Boss," "We only live once," that's the anthem. "All your negative energy fits cancer." Oh no, that's in P-Square, "Beautiful Onyinye." "We only live once," that's the anthem. Now, in Nicki Minaj and Rick Ross, "You're the Boss," that's when "We only live once, let's do it big." I mean, the man has a point. We only live once. But he's now just making sure that every song that he's featured in has the phrase, "We only live once." Or more like the sentence, "We only live once." So, but un momento.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa mra hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.
And welcome back. So, all inside, okay, inside information check. Working with inside guys, check. Having inside information, well, that's be you know that's obvious. Oh boy, criminals are trying to capitalize on any opportunity to commit their evil, and you know, it's a good thing I started singing this last year. We all are afraid of Tura boys. Forget Tura boys these days. Like I always say, Tura boys will steal your smartphone. Tura boys will steal your smartphone. Ludwigsdorf and Kleiner Kuppe boys will steal your entire economy. They stole so much diamonds. It's, you know, everyone is going, okay, what is that, you know, what impact is this thing going to have on our economy? Because, well, it's Ghana. That's to be expected. Now, now, at this point, we can all just agree with me that while Tura boys can steal your phone, you have Ludwigsdorf boys that can steal your entire economy. Who can steal your future? Namdia's heist, a catastrophic blow to the state. The recent diamond heist at Namdia could have far-reaching implications for state revenue, according to economist Kawyewa. Now, well, what was that again? While Tura boys can steal your iPhone, Ludwigsdorf boys can steal your whole economy. No, I mean, seeing that we spend a lot of our GDP on servicing our, you know, the money that we borrow, it's called, you know, loans or grant, whatever the heck you want to call it, because, well, if, you know, if you are busy servicing it, if, you know, if you are paying back money that is, that you basically borrowed, I mean, it's called borrowing for a word. I mean, it's called borrowing for, you know, borrowing for a reason. Borrowing means you have to retain it. Now, because of that,
this bundle is
not one of them. And on that basis, Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have capacity to build.
Just pardon the interruption. The network is not on our side here.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike.
And now we cross over to the live stream of the Job Mpanda vs Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform case.
To be admitted through the time.
Just dealing with a little bit of a sound issue here, trying to resolve the situation, which is just a technical issue. Do stay tuned. So it's kind of tricky to basically do the whole thing. So hand it in the hands of the tech team. And also, do stay tuned while we resolve that. And we do apologize for the technical difficulties being experienced.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a